navigation, but like I said, our focus is really to locate the aircraft. I've been meeting up with the intelligence agencies, met up with the U.S. Intelligence yesterday. Today we've shared the information, both the biometric and the background information and the visuals that have been recorded.
That's the voice of Seri Hussein talking about the Malaysian airliner that is missing. Still, we do not know what happened. Flight 370, where are you? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. This is part of the buzz in the backyard. Yes, there's only a handful of Americans on the flight, but it's freaky. It's eerie. It makes us wonder, is this terrorism? Was it a bomb? What is it? Because still the airlines of any sort are a target for potential hijacking or bomb or anything of that sort. So far, no debris of this wreckage has been found, anything linked to the 777. They thought they had a door, but it wasn't. The other thing is the stolen passports. Two people got on the plane using stolen passports. They've been linked to people who had tickets on the flight. So they're looking at the possibilities of terrorists might have been doing a dry run for maybe a future attack, perhaps. Could just be criminals stealing passports to get on board. There are tons of stolen passports, especially when you're talking about coming out of Thailand and that area. It's known to be a haven for that kind of thing. Because so it could have simply just been that. There's no nothing to this. The plane disappeared from radar. No warning, nothing. Just absolutely zip. So what in the world is going on with this flight? Especially one that big, 777. Ugh, hijacking, because it looked like the radar indicated the plane might have turned around to head back to Kuala Lumpur. So is that some kind of a wild clue that some sort of mad person hijacker ordered the plane to change its course? The flight crew didn't send any signals that there was any kind of a hijacking happening? Was there a mechanical failure? Is there the possibility of that? Did it land on water without breaking up, then sinking to the floor of the ocean? Wow. I mean, you got nothing but questions and very few answers. Because if they had to do a water landing, they would be able to glide about 100 miles and try to belly land on the water. Kind of like if you remember Captain Sully did on the Hudson. Smaller area, boom, quick down. So this would be a little bit different. The plane up higher because that was right after takeoff in New York. But it's not impossible that it could have done that. However, if they had done that, the pilots would have been able to send some kind of a message that they were in trouble, some kind of SOS, and they didn't. So a Boeing 777, which I've been on many of them, is considered to be the most reliable plane, period. The testing that they did, they say the most rigorous testing ever done, frankly, in aviation history. So people are baffled. The true experts are baffled by what has happened to this plane. Got any theories? Could that plane just have disintegrated? Boy, if anything reeked of terrorism, and it might not be, it just feels that way. With the mysterious passengers add to the possibility of something untoward happening here. And that's what it feels like. But that's just a scenario. That's just a theory. It doesn't mean that that's what was going on here. And it should have been, when it was flying, it should have been at the safest point it could have been at. So that doesn't really add up. Of course, we know we're hurling steel at hundreds of miles an hour into space, into sky. And as safe can be, it's not to say that something couldn't have happened. They were 2 hours into the flight. So it should have been easy going there. Easy going. I don't know. If you have any theories, share them. I'm thinking if I had to do an eeny, meeny, miny, mo, I would lean toward let's rule out terrorism because it just has that feel, especially with the turnaround scenario, that something happened on the plane. But it would have had to happen quickly because there wasn't any cell phone calls, none of that kind of stuff. So if that was what it was immediate. 855-266-5283. I want to flip the numbers out in case you want to try to dissect this mystery with me. We have other things that we're going to talk about in this hour of America tonight, including a little fun segment, talking to a CEO of an interesting website that has just exploded. His name is Gabe Lozana, and it's a sports website that features a lot of sports celebrities, and they get 20 million visitors. 20 million people are involved in this site a month. 20 million visitors. And that's a high number. I think it's 20 million a month. It's up there. And it's starting to make some noise. Worth watching. Social media. The explosion of social media, which is why we brought Gabe on the show to just show you something else that's out there. It's crazy. Do people keep up with it? Now when you look at, you know, the little symbols across the top of pages, Pinterest, Google+, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook. What happens when all you want is a phone and your phone doesn't dial out? You know what happens? It happened to me. You have to go to a thing called the Genius Bar. What a crazy name for that. And then they diagnosed the problem. So I have to give a shout out to Jay, who, she was great. She messed around with my phone, scraped it, did everything you could possibly do to it. And I didn't have to get a new one. Whew, so that I could actually dial out again. Oh, the price of technology. It was crazy. And of course I forget IDs. How many passwords do we all have to remember? And now it's getting worse because of the way they're hacking into sites and stuff. But luckily, I didn't have to try to get a new phone. That was the best news of the day, for sure. Coming up on America Tonight, we checked the mail. A lot of people hot over a new immigration policy. If you haven't heard, I'm going to fill in the details next, then the mail, here on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I like to see you move right across the floor.
Thanks for climbing the wall with us here on ATN. Kate Delaney, happy to be the skipper of this ship, but we seem to have lost our way when it comes to policies that kick in and we have no say on them. Boy, why don't we have a say on the White House granting status, legal status, to the undocumented relatives of people who serve in the military? People who support the policy say, bravo, this helps active duty military reservists and veterans, and it is long overdue. They need peace of mind. If they are sacrificing serving in the National Guard, they deserve to have that peace of mind. Their family members don't have to be deported. That they don't want to think about that they have, that they could be deported. If you look at it the other way, how many people can we possibly take in and stamp them as citizens? Boom, bada bing, like that. This is a U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services policy memorandum that came down. It's called Parole in Place, to be very, very specific with you. And it wasn't submitted to or even approved by our Congress. So the regulations were never published. This is what happens. You can look this up. Usually that kind of a thing would be published in the Federal Register, and that allows time for public comment before the rule takes effect. Well, you know what would have happened if there was public comment. It would have been an avalanche. But there was no public comment on the policy. So I don't know. Is that legal or illegal? What do you think? The League of United Latin American Citizens says it clearly is within the president's authority to enforce the law and choose which immigrants he thinks are the priority. Ooh, that's a rough statement, isn't it? Here's the problem with that statement. the president's authority to enforce the law and choose which immigrants he thinks are the priority. These people aren't threats. They've got a relative that's serving our nation. Wow. Oh, that is naive, I have to say. I understand the person who serves, I get it. But then you start going beyond the waves and the ripples that that could create. I don't know that we ever come back. We're just going to drown in it. That's what's going to happen. All right, Bill in Mississippi. He's back. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Oh, well, I was just thinking about this plane situation, and I'll sorry, let my mind run wild. And here's not, I mean, here's something I'm going to go ahead and throw out there. This is not really my theory. I don't really believe this kind of a thing, but I know it's going to come up, and it'll probably be on another network, which I won't give the plug for, but we've got to look at it because somebody's going to mention it. The question is, what causes planes and ships to disappear, like on the other side of the earth from where this one was, off the coast of Florida?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to raise the question, like the Bermuda Triangle. And I'm not making light of this tragedy because that's probably what it is. But the question is, I know that other planes and, ships have disappeared like that. I even saw a report on the History Channel, and it was documented and went back for over 100 years. And the question was still is still out there in terms of what's happening or what has happened in those isolated incidents off the coast of Florida. And, of course, you know, that was that's what I'm throwing out. I'm not trying to make a lie of the thing at all, because they will probably find a wreckage maybe in the jungle. But you have to look at it, because this disappeared over the water, and it disappeared on radar. It was not seen. Yet there's no wreckage found.
Mm. So you're kind of giving us a George Norrie scenario.
I wasn't going to give the plug.
Nah, that's okay. I know, George. It's good. It's all good. Yeah, so is there something more to this mystery, the mystery of the mystery? Like the Bermuda Triangle. I mean, your example of the triangle was a good one because there's some mind-boggling, unexplained things that have happened there.
Yes, exactly. And, of course, one of the theories is someone has drawn a parallel saying that there is a vertex that appears on the other side of the Earth from the Bermuda Triangle, and possibly some other things have disappeared. And I don't know where that would come out. I don't know whether that's going to come out close to where this thing happened or not.
Yeah, it could be. You know, I think I'm really leaning toward, and thanks, Bill, for that call. I'm really leaning toward, and I don't know why, because usually I wouldn't think this in pulling the pieces out, but and maybe this is because I talked to somebody not too long ago from the FBI about possibilities of planes and, you know, what's the likelihood, and it just feels like that to me. It feels like somebody getting on there, carrying this out, and poof. We just don't know where this plane is, because think of how vast this ocean is. You got a lot of people searching for it. If it doesn't pop up in the next couple of days, man, we could have another one of those. We could have another one of those scenarios, like that Air France flight, where it's nothing but questions and debating on what happened, and then suddenly, or not suddenly, but after a lot of digging, they find the plane, get the box, but it takes years. It takes years, and it's it just doesn't seem like this is a pilot error thing, but something happened that there was no possibility. There's no possibility of alerting anyone on the ground. So if it was the glide situation, they absolutely, somebody would know something. There would have been some kind of SOS. Something would have happened. If it was an instantaneous deal, you'd think you'd have, you know, pieces of the wreckage, but maybe they haven't found it yet. And, you know, that's the other thing. Then they're trying to go back. They're looking at these missing passports, and the travel agent says that the book tickets for the stolen passport were booked by a mysterious Iranian businessman. So then that leads to the questions of, okay, who is that? And, who were, you know, how did that happen? And is this is just not a case of somebody stealing passports and getting on flights or something more to it? So what does that mean? Think of Kuala Lumpur. Think of the Malaysia airliner. Think of Thailand and how many problems they have with stolen passports and identities and all that kind of stuff. And it's a mystery. I mean, is it going to be a really crazy off the charts mystery where you hear the music do 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 and it ends up on and I'm not laughing in that sense, but it ends up on like a National Geographic special of a disappearing plane. I don't know. I think there is more to this. I do. I think there's more to the missing passports, the people booked on the travel agent that booked the flight, and what is it? The Vietnamese Air Force is searching, doing whatever they can to find the flight. You got all kinds of people. They're circling the areas. I looked at the maps today. The search area is huge, by the way. So it's not an easy undertaking. And this may be one of those things that takes a while. They're talking about an oil slick that they thought initially they had had. You have the National Transportation Safety Board that's trying to help. You had Malaysia's civil aviation chief say today that the search for the 777, which vanished on Saturday morning, they didn't find anything. And after sighting some yellow object they thought was a life raft, was just a false alarm. Then they saw an oil slick suspected of coming from it, from the wreckage, but that it wasn't jet fuel. So that was ruled out. And what happened to the plane? The planes, the fate of the people on that plane, the souls on that plane, was there more? Interpol is investigating whether the four passengers boarded the plane using stolen passports, because, by the way, there was four passengers. Five passengers actually checked into the flight but didn't board the plane. Their baggage was removed, though, before the plane took off. So the theory of, okay, they've got a bomb and they loaded it on, you'd have to probably say that's not what that was. Gabe Lozano next on America Tonight.
Self-reliance,
survival supplies,
survival skills,
national experts.
Get it all at the only free to attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones,
Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network.
Along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations,
walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more.
Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com.
freezedryguy.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Well, you know, my nickname, many of you know this, is the Sports Princess, and you certainly know my sports background. Sports could not be bigger in America. I know to some of you, it's like to your chagrin because you're wild political hounds, but to so many of us, it is such a great release, and we can't get enough of the athletes, etc. Gabe Lozano joins us now. He's the founder and CEO of LockerDome.com. As somebody told me, the best way to picture what LockerDome.com is, think Pinterest for sports. Gabe, thanks for coming on the show.
No, thank you for having me.
So, as I said, you know this. I mean, you've been around sports, right? You probably were a sports fan when you were a kid. Is sports not in its biggest era ever?
Oh, absolutely, and it keeps getting bigger. The passion behind sports you will not find anywhere else in the world around anything, and that's what I find amazing. It doesn't matter if you're a two-year-old kid and you're watching it with your dad and you're starting to learn the game, or you're a 45-year-old man or an 80-year-old man, everybody seems to resonate with the idea of what sports means to them.
Yeah, I agree. Was there somebody that you liked to watch when you were a kid? Did you have a favorite couple of athletes?
Ozzie Smith. I grew up in St. Louis, and that man did backflips like no other. And I went to his last game in Busch Stadium when he, after the game, did a lap around the field, high-fived everybody, and I was one of the kids standing on the side putting my hand out. So hands down was Ozzie Smith.
Gotta love that. You gotta love what's been happening too, by the way, with the Cards, because they've had a couple of really good years, huh, lately?
No, absolutely. And I have to say it for a couple of reasons. One, because I am a Cardinals fan, but two, because the Cardinals owners are investors in my company.
Very nice. That's a good reason. Okay, so tell us about Lockerdome. What was the impetus for this? What made you decide to come up with this first of all? And what was the concept?
Yeah, back in 08, I was really convinced that there's content and conversation that exist outside of a platform like Facebook where I'm just connecting with my friends. I didn't really know what that meant back in 08. It was just like, hey, let's dive in and let's do a Facebook for sports. At first, we didn't have any traction. So we realized that when we took Facebook, we made it for sports. Nobody seemed to care. But then over time, what we really learned was there's, you know, this concept called an interest graph, which really means connecting with people around the things that we have a common interest with. And when we started to hone in on where we fit outside of Facebook in a meaningful way, and in particular that happened the first year around sports, we started to explode. So that was around 2012 was when we started to grow at a quick pace. And then when you fast forward to now, we have over 20 million people a month that use our site. So we've grown really quickly in the last 2 years.
Wow, say that again, 20 million people?
Over 20 million people a month use our website.
Wow. Now, I think you, as we were just talking about, that's why the buildup was sports. So you expected that it was going to be popular, but has it exceeded some of your expectations early going?
Absolutely not. I think if you fast forward a year from today, the growth that we have right now will feel like child's play.
So go deeper with us on this. You got pro athletes, they have their own locker dome pages, and what's the idea of that?
Yeah, so there are really two kind of users to us. One happens to be what we call a publisher. So that could be a pro athlete, it could be a brand, it could be a major media company. And every publisher is the same, which is they have a voice, they create content, same as you do, where you speak in a one-to-many fashion. Every publisher wants to know, how do I get a bigger audience and how do I make money? So what we show people is what we call digital activation. If you have content, how do you do exactly that online? How do you grow that audience? How do you make money off of that audience? And so they will put up a page on Lockerdome, and they may run a contest. They may do a poll. An example is Floyd Mayweather a month ago decided to ask his phones or ask his fans on Lockerdome who he should fight next. He had over 35,000 people in a couple of days that actually voted, but he had over 13,000 comments on a single poll on Lockerdome. So it's really kind of a centerpiece for their digital activation. And on the flip side, as a user, you're really just there to consume and connect around the things that you like with people that share common interests. So as a user, if I love Floyd Mayweather, going in and interacting with a poll where there are 13,500 comments is phenomenally exciting.
Yeah, no kidding. And the athletes, you know, are there all kinds of athletes that you've been able to attract to this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we have, like in the Olympics, we had 13 different Olympians, like Ted Ligety as an example, all the way over to NBA stars, to NFL stars like Troy Polamalu or Larry Fitzgerald. Over to baseball, we have half of the St. Louis Cardinals and a bunch of people across Major League Baseball. And then we even go into, outside of that, into normal celebrities. So growing up, I loved Urkel. And he's now actually a comedian and just joined our platform as well to do some various things.
Yeah, and so there's all kinds of things you can do. Like you said, you gave us a great example. Run contests, that kind of thing, and you're seeing that people are obviously interested. So from the analytics point of view, how do you pump that out there? You know, people are talking about clout scores. So I would imagine if you're getting that many users, the Lockerdome helps with that clout score, I bet, huh?
Yeah, it helps with the activation around your audience. Clout score is a little bit of an arbitrary number, but the idea of a clout score is how influential you are online. Mm-hmm. And how influential you are really comes down to, do people share the content that you produce? Do they engage with it? Do they click on it? How many followers do you have? And so what we do is we actually help with those variables and then ultimately help them translate that into monetary value or into some level of tangible value for themselves.
Yeah, and as you said, you know, you had some pretty good investors for your company, Lockerdome.com. What other ways, I mean, this has got to be stuff that you're always kicking around. How are you monetizing things?
So 20 million people a month is a pretty decent-sized audience.
Yeah.
And we do it today based on advertising. We have your typical display ads, which you would find on any website. But what we've recently started to integrate is native advertising. And a lot of people throw around the term native advertising, and it's mostly BS. And our site, what we're actually doing is we're taking the content that you already consume. We're taking the tools, polls, quizzes, contests, and we're allowing brands to promote those to audiences that really care about them. So an example is Warrior Hockey. They have hockey sticks on their hockey apparel. They are doing things like polls and quizzes and contests that actually fully engage their audience. If I'm scrolling through a feed, let's just say Twitter, let's step outside of locker room. I'm scrolling through Twitter, I'm scrolling through Facebook. The last thing that I want is a display ad in my face, a 300 by 250 ad that tells me to click and go somewhere else. But if I get content that was exactly like the content I was consuming and it's what I wanted, we call that matching intent with revenue, and you make money in a lot better way.
Intent with revenue. For you, when you started doing this, who were some of the coolest people you got to meet? Because I would imagine sometimes you get to meet some of these athletes.
Probably Larry Fitzgerald, because he was so nice. You know, Larry Fitzgerald is legitimately a class act. You hear that a lot about a lot of athletes, and when you meet them, it may reaffirm that, it may not. That man, we had breakfast. He came to breakfast on time, offered to pay for breakfast, followed up with an email to thank me for my time. He acted like a professional. He was one of the first athletes that I met where I said, during the game of football and after the game of football, people know him as a businessman and a professional athlete.
Yeah, there you go. When you get some of these athletes like a Larry Fitzgerald, those kind of guys signed up, do you help them create sometimes the clever content? Do they ask you for help there?
Yeah, so we have a team in-house. We call it an activation team. Really think about it as a free marketing team. And we have a status on Locker Dome that we call A-List. So A-List really can be one of two things. It either means that you're a name like Larry Fitzgerald that people actually know, or you have just this massive audience and you have huge influence online, even though you're not a name that everybody would know as a household name. And if you're an A-List status, we've only A-listed roughly 2,500 to 3,000 people on our platform, then what it means is you have free access to our team and free access to some of our premium tools. And we will help you if you want help on the content. But sometimes it's just people getting on the phone, brainstorming, and figuring out the best ways to use the platform.
There you go. Okay, so you got the 2,500 to 3,000 A-listers. What are the rest of the people called?
People who love to consume the content. We call them fans.
Fans, I love that. I was waiting to find out what that term was going to be.
Yeah, simply fans. I'm a fan myself. I'm not big enough to be an A-lister.
There you go. And the fans got to love this, though, because it's a community, correct?
Absolutely.
And that's what you tried to create, right? When you set out, you also wanted to have a community feel.
I wanted a community feel where when you get together to discuss content online, you want to be with people that think like you. There are specific things that I'm super interested in. There are specific things that you are super interested in. And if you get together with a group of people that can go deep on those topics, that is exactly what community is, right? It's getting together with people where literally everybody feels like-minded. So we do that in many ways. One is the idea of lockers, which are these kind of temporary mini collections of content. And then we actually have communities on Locker Dome, where they're from the official communities that people can go join. Both of those are really great ways to connect with people.
There you go. Gabe Lozano, great stuff. I love it. CEO of LockerDome.com. Thanks.
Thank you.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy biofilms. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Again, for this hour of America Tonight, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Once again, massive email has come our way, so let's head to the mailroom.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Mickey, who says, Kate, been listening to you here in Florida, and this strangeness with the flight is incredibly odd. A 777 I have flown on several of those Boeing planes, known to be incredibly safe. Is this a hijacking? Did a pilot plunge a plane? But yet there is no signs of the plane. However, if you think about the body of water, it is pretty deep and it is pretty long, the area where it could have gone down. I wonder what the percentage of people listening to your show believe that this is a terroristic act. I mean, who knows? I think we've laid out the scenarios. Thanks for the email. We've laid out the scenarios of what could have happened, but what did happen, we don't know until we find the flight, find the box, all that kind of stuff. The stolen passports is odd. The five people who didn't get on the plane, but yet their luggage didn't get on the plane. Was there something more to that or not? It's got to be tough on the families, though. I mean, you can speculate all you want, but it's the families who are getting hammered on this one. You say goodbye to someone, they jump on the plane, and that's it. Now you don't even know what happened. You just hear all these theories, and every day you're on pins and needles. Is today going to be the day they find bodies, they find the plane? Is today the day I'm going to hear that somebody hijacked the plane and then blew it up? Is today going to be the day that we find out that the pilot was on a suicide mission? I mean, That's got to be an awful feeling. For any of you who have lost people, people you love, and you know how tough that is, people you're close to, of all the possibilities, the ways that you could lose somebody, it's got to be one of the worst because you don't know what happened. It's the question of, well, what happened? Where is it? Is there a plane? Is there a body? Is it? I mean, all of that just has to really eat your gut up. It just does. And the family of Philip Wood, the American, one of the Americans on board that flight, are talking to the media, and good for them in a way, because it has to be, in some senses, therapeutic, because they're sharing stories of them. Instead of just being this, oh, here's another missing American, they're saying, hey, this is what he was like, this is what he was doing, all that kind of stuff. So there's kind of a picture of him out there instead of just lumping him in with, well, he's just one of those people on the plane. And we don't know. I mean, we still don't know at this point. Maybe we'll know tomorrow. Maybe we'll know the next day. A lot of technology is being used on this search. I mean, a lot. Both behind the scenes, in the water, as far as Interpol is concerned, investigating clues. I mean, it's nonstop. There's been more people, I think, thrown at this even than the Air France flight that was mysterious that disappeared in between Rio de Janeiro and France. So in this case, even more thing thrown at, but we still have no clue at this point. Here's another one. This one from Big Al, who says, Kate, I think I emailed you last week. Boy, a lot happens within even a couple of days. We have the situation in the Ukraine. We have the situation that's boiling over in Venezuela. And now we have this missing jet. And they're even looking on land, I believe, is what I heard. But there's questions about black boxes. I was watching the news, and they talked about the black box, it seemed like, for 20 minutes, and the significance of the black box, and what does the black box tell us? And I thought it was a little peculiar because it's a side story, I guess, but the black box is nowhere near to being found because they haven't even found any wreckage or anything to do with this plane right now. Well, the reason probably, and I don't know the story that you're referring to, but I'm sure that's what happens, a newspaper, television, whatever, you start doing side stories on looking for the clues and whatever. So for this Flight 370, of course, they're trying to find, they want to find it, they want to get the box so that it can help them maybe, first of all, locate the plane, if the technology, is good enough, perhaps answer some questions, that kind of thing. There's more they could do with these black boxes, and there's arguments and fights about that because of how much it costs for the system they could put in. I mean, there's even one they say that's so advanced that they can reprogram it while they're in flight, and they can, send commands to it and all that kind of stuff, but it transmits the plane's position through satellite. Of course, that's cost, and, all that goes along with that. They feel like this plane turned around. Was it maneuvering to avoid a plane? Was it, what was the deal? And we only have theories. We only have theories. They have all kinds of issues with this thing. All kinds of issues. And the Air France flight, there's a lot of debates over the black boxes to record all the information from the plane. And now, it's crazy if you think about this. Today I talked about earlier in the show that I had the crazy iPhone go out where I couldn't dial out, so I had to go to the iPhone, had to go to the Apple store so they could figure out what was wrong and reload the software. Well, something they have on the iPhone is the Find Your Phone, and they can track that phone anywhere. So how is it they can track a phone, but we can't track planes somehow through a system? I mean, really track it to where it is, a missing plane. So you can, I know it's smaller and everything else, but isn't there a way they can do this? And doesn't it make sense that we could find out, that we could use technology, and even if it costs a little bit more, have that technology out there? Because what a difference that would make. All right, quickly, a couple more. This one from Gwen, who says, I put my foot down when it comes to the situation in the peninsula, as you're calling it, in the Ukraine. If the people want to be under Russian rule, for goodness sake, let them. Why do we have to stick our noses in there, offer this $1 billion with a reluctant government that's falling apart? It makes no sense to me. I get the whole gig on democracy, but it seems that a majority of the people would prefer to be with Russia. Don't they have a choice? Well, so some would say, is if the choice is Russia, why don't they have a choice? Can't they make the choice? But the problem is it's split. The other Ukrainians want their independence. They want to keep where they are. And then the other half doesn't. So that's now created this clash because of a corrupt government and Putin swooping in. And this is how you end up in that, in the Crimea. This is how you end up in this situation. And the Ukrainians say that Russia is pushing, the Russians are pushing north of the Crimea. So they're pushing beyond that, not just that area. Mm. All right, one more. This one from Neil, who says, Kate, the disappearing plane is crazy. I just don't understand why they don't have any kind of a device. They fall off radar and that's it. And now we're supposed to believe that this plane is what? Hijacked, missing, sucked out of the atmosphere. I think it's really scary, my friend. And I think that people who travel to certain areas overseas should be very, very careful. All right, if you have any thoughts, you can send them to us, of course, the mailbag, americatonight.net.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.